time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls corn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced that USDA is investing $71 million to provide broadband service in unserved and underserved rural areas of Oklahoma and Kansas. This funding is part of USDA's Round 1 investments through the ReConnect pilot program. Chad Roop, the administrator of Rural Utility Services, tells us a little bit about the awards.
All four projects are located in Oklahoma, and one also serves Kansas. These projects include service to the Osage, Pawnee, and Cherokee nations. These services are ideally suited for the ReConnect program as providers deliver new opportunities for precision agriculture, distance learning, telemedicine, advanced manufacturing, and opening new markets for small businesses.
Total Communications is receiving an $18.9 million loan and an $18.9 million grant to construct 621 miles of fiber to the premises broadband infrastructure. This award will extend broadband available to 8,155 residents, 20 farms, and 15 businesses in Rogers, Nowata, Washington, and Osage counties in Oklahoma, and also in Montgomery and Chautauqua counties in Kansas. CanOak Scheidler LLC is receiving a $15 million loan and a $15 million grant to construct 251 miles of fiber to the premises in Osage County, Oklahoma. This project will benefit 2,101 residents, 26 farms, and 28 businesses. Carnegie Telephone Company receiving $1.2 million loan to construct fiber to the premises infrastructure in the town of Carnegie, Oklahoma, in Caddo County. And then Cross Cable Television is receiving a $2.2 million grant to construct fiber across places in LaFleur and McIntosh counties in Oklahoma that will benefit 265 residents, 13 farms, and 6 businesses. Well, the wheat is starting to turn and harvest is just around the corner. Oklahoma State University Extension Grains Market Analyst Dr. Kim Anderson gives us an update on production estimates.
Well, you look at Oklahoma this week, they came up with 96.5 million bushels. That's probably a relatively close, in my opinion. You look at the United States, the number there is about 1.9 billion, right at last year's, maybe slightly less than that. You look at the Black Sea area. Last year, they were at 4.2 billion, probably 4.3 billion, slightly higher, but we're a good ways from that harvest yet. And you look at the world, they lowered the world estimate this last week, 28.1 billion bushels, just about the same as last year.
You can hear more from Dr. Anderson and others at Oklahoma State University on their program called SunUp. You can check it out on OSU's website at sunup.okstate.edu. You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members interest at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget we've got more farm news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.